This week, they cut a hole in the roof. What a couple of weeks it's been. Once they got all of the asbestos, old insulation, walls, and all of the rest out of the way, it was time to start creating the new space. This wasn't without a few hiccups. First, they needed to cut up in the floor to install some new joists in the floor to hold up the new dormer. Our house was built in 1927, so nothing was what you would do if you were constructing it today. Things have different sizes and spacing, and for some of the spaces, we weren't sure where the supporting or load-bearing walls were exactly, and how they were constructed, because all of that is hidden. So there was at least a day of investigating and measuring. Once they had some of the preliminary work to make sure the roof and the walls could support it, it was time to cut open the roof. And then it snowed. Sigh. We knew the snow was going to be a problem at some point during this project, so they delayed a day. But meanwhile, the crane showed up to deliver two steel beams that are now helping to hold up the new roof. They lifted the beams with a crane up and through the window in the front of the upstairs to get them up into the space. Steel is very heavy, so it wasn't practical to try and carry it up a flight of stairs. We didn't know it at the time, but when they delivered the steel, they basically dumped the beams off a flatbed truck into our front yard, and the brackets to secure them got bent. We'll discover that a few days later. Once the steel was in place, it was time to cut open the roof for the new dormer. Yikes. In order to have enough room to put a bathroom, we needed to take the sloped part of the roof and make it taller, so they cut out a huge piece of the roof and built a new section and new outside walls. Here's me in the photo standing in the opening. If I took a big step forward, I would be just about in the doorway to the new bathroom. Up over my right shoulder, you can see a reddish beam in the rafters on the other side. That's one piece of the steel. If it looks like it's a little wonky, that's because it is. And yes, we are looking at the outdoors. You can see the roof of my garage and the big tree in the backyard. Next, they started putting in the new roof and walls. You can see the beginning of that here in this photo. Unfortunately, things went a little sideways here. Our contractor, who is completely awesome, had to be out of town for a couple of days, and the crew that was working on this part of the project were a little underqualified for the job. Things progressed really slowly for a couple of days, and things like the bent brackets on the steel and some other major details got missed. I won't go into the details of that, but let's just say it was all completely fixable, and because our contractor is awesome, it's fixed now. Meanwhile, the plumber was also here getting the plumbing set up to add that bathroom upstairs. He had to join into the plumbing stack in the basement and then snake it all the way up through the first floor to get it up here. They had to move some wiring, so our first floor bathroom light switch is in the hallway for the next little while. Here's a photo of the wall they cut open, but before they got the new plumbing in place. The new electrical will run through this same space. This was one of the major unknowns, figuring out if there was actually enough space to get everything up through this wall without having to tear out part of the downstairs bathroom too. So far, so good. He's got everything now connected from the basement all the way up to the upstairs floor, and you can see where the shower and the toilet will be. Next comes Thanksgiving, so we get a couple of days off from the construction chaos. Ha! We had a Thanksgiving brunch because my husband had to work in the afternoon, and there's a giant hole in our house, so we weren't going to go anywhere. For those of you that don't know, Mr. Becca has a little side job working as a replay tech for the NFL for Vikings home games. So there was a Thanksgiving Day game, and he was off on the football field for most of the day. I was just settling in to watch a movie and work on some holiday gifts when the dishwasher started making an unhealthy-sounding racket. Stanley was barking at the noise, and suddenly there was water pouring out of the front of it. I turned it off, I threw its circuit breaker, still water flooding the kitchen floor and running through the floor into the basement. And not just into the basement, but pouring down a pipe directly into the electrical breaker box. The shutoff valve for the water to the dishwasher was completely corroded and stuck. After a frantic couple of minutes, I managed to get the main water shut off and throw the main electrical breaker to the house. And then, when the water was still pouring down the wall, I realized it was siphoning the hot water out of the water heater. I called my dad to help me figure out where the shutoff valve was for that. I was drenched, every towel in the house was wet, and I spent the rest of Thanksgiving Day in the house with no power, no water, and no heat. Since the power was off, the furnace couldn't run. I called 2 emergency plumbers and 8 electricians trying to get help on whether it was okay to turn the power back on. No one could help me till the next day. So Stanley and I curled up on the couch with a book on my iPad and a down comforter. That whole saga had nothing to do with construction at all. We figured out the next morning that when there was enough light to see, that the water pump for the dishwasher had broken. So we Black Friday shopped for a new dishwasher, and we're hoping that the plumber, who will be back this week, can install it when he's here. Except for the dishwasher, everything else was fine, and we were able to get it dried out and turned back on. Please think us calm and unchaotic thoughts for the next week. It's supposed to snow on Tuesday again, and we're scheduled to get the new roof done, so I'm hoping the weather gods cooperate with us.